Good morning. While I was sitting here, I was thinking about times that I had experienced with sitting in classes when I was much younger. And this particular time, good morning, this particular time in class, we were all told to have a meditation where we would see something, some of the master, excuse me. Got to stop blabbering here and get control of my mouth. And anyway, so we were to envision some story or something about the master that we could relate to later on in the class. Well, as everyone went around the room, they were telling all these wonderful stories, all these marvelous stories. Jesus with the children and healing people, and which are very, all these stories are very lovely. All these truths are very lovely, but it was far removed from what I saw. So I was a little afraid to stand and say what I had seen, because I didn't see anything beautiful at all at this one vision that I saw. I saw Jesus sitting on a, it was like a bench, but it was stone. And he was sitting there all alone, and he was rocking back and forth, and he was in anguish. And there was something that he didn't quite understand, and he was well on his way to mastery, but there was something there in his life that he was very troubled with. And at that moment, I realized, even though we think he had a wonderful, marvelous life, he had his troubles also. And it's learning to live with those troubles and learning to place them where they belong and not let them master us. In thinking about all of these things and thinking about how we talk about love and we grow in love and we grow in understanding and maybe we just stick our chest out and think we've made it. Well, one of the biggest things that Spirit has taught us about love is when you've grown to that place of understanding, it's no longer do you want to be loved, but you have this overwhelming desire to give love and be love. And we realize that's where our spirit feels fulfilled. That's when we begin to think about we must be more than this physical body. We must begin to feel the real person that we really are here in this world. You know, we have many testing times in this life. And sometimes we grow into understanding. And I tell my students when they go, oh, life is wonderful. This is great. Oh, it'll never be the same. I said, well, it won't. But realize we're living on this planet named Earth, and troubles will continue to come. It's how we react. It's how we deal with them that makes the difference. It's a test of will. And it's not to demand our way. But what it's all about is having the courage to live our truth. Having the courage to go deep within and begin to be aware of who we are and what do we truly believe. And how have we really felt that spiritual love? Do you realize the newborn king? Glory to the newborn king. All these beautiful hymns that we sing at Christmas time all has really something to do with that newborn awareness that we have within ourselves, that newborn awareness of love and understanding of the Creator, that we are one with the Creator. We are one with that spiritual life that Jesus had when we decide to give up the demand of our way. You know, I've heard people talk about they were thinking about leaving a partner because they didn't get a birthday party in the way they wanted to? I'm sorry. But that to me all the way home, I thought, well, gosh, maybe there's something wrong with our marriage. Because sometimes we don't even celebrate birthdays. We're so busy. We say happy birthday. But you know, we have so much that if we don't take the time for that, you know, it's really not a disaster. Because there are times that you take in spiritual ways, in loving ways every day, that's more important than just a disappointment once in a while. I found that people who are disappointed in what someone else does for them, they're really disappointed in themselves. Sometimes we're disappointed in ourselves. Sometimes things happen that we don't understand. Some things sometimes happen where our heart hurts. And that compassion, we go, what happened? What happened? We're in anguish. And we go, what happened? And we always think it's something that's been out there. We always think it's somebody or something. Because you see, we put all our eggs out there again without realizing it. And when the disappointment comes, it comes within and it hurts us again. And it's good for us because it gives us a time of reflection, of wondering, what happened? Where did I go wrong? Where did I let go of the glory? Where did I let go of the peace? Well, you see, it's always when we've looked out there instead of in here. It's always when we look out there that we get disappointed. Because out there is only an illusion. Out there is never something that is permanent, for it's always changing. You see, truth never changes, but our perception of truth continually changes as we grow into it. I see so much turmoil in the world, and you do too. And we can't help but be a little bombarded when we hear it and we see it and we sense it. And in this area right here, we're all pretty fortunate. You know why? Because we have 87 nationalities in Durham County alone. 87 nationalities. So we've grown into some of those things of truth, of what our neighbors and our friends believe in. We've grown in truth that there's goodness in all races. We've grown in understanding and truth that that same Christ lives in all around us. It's as we're growing into it together. So some of the sensationalism doesn't bother us here in this area. Of course, there are some, I can't say all, but really, from where I came from in Indiana, this area is really progressed in understanding and tolerance much more than where I came from. So when we look into giving love instead of receiving love, I want to tell you a little story. You know me, I'm a junker, and I was junking this week. And this little lady and I were standing in line, and the line was quite long, so we began to talk. And she said, I said, well, what's your name? And she said, Donnie. And it just kind of went over me. Because I used to have an imaginary playmate when I was younger by the name of Donnie. And people would say, oh, you're playing with a little boy. No, it's a girl. It's a girl. It's a girl. Donnie is a girl. Don't call her a boy. So when I met this lady, I told her about this. And she was of a different faith, and she was also of a different race. And we became pretty good friends in that long line. And before I left, she said, let's have a good spiritual hug of best friends that have been waiting to meet in person since you were a little child. You see, that's what love is all about. It's the friendship and opening the heart to one another. That's what Jesus taught. That's what all the great masters taught. It was so simple. But we want to make it so difficult. We must remember, it's never about there. And when it comes to tragedies, I have to think, in my family, there's been lots of tragedies with death and with illness. And it gives a time of reflection. But normally, in those times, a spiritual person knows that they won't be let down. And you feel this spiritual essence come holding you and supporting you until you get through it. When you're in touch with that great Christ consciousness that has already been planted as a seed in your heart. The illusion is out there. The love is in here, planted within your own self. The will and the desire to be successful. In the Bible it says, ask and it will be given to you. To me, there's a whole different interpretation of that. It means get in touch with that spiritual awareness. Get in touch with that higher consciousness where you feel your power, where you feel all of a sudden the vibration gets higher and higher and higher. And when you feel that divinity within yourself, and when you feel that love in yourself, that's when you ask. And that's when it shall be given unto you. Those things, those understandings that you might need to walk through a certain circumstance. Something that you might need to overcome. You see, we can never do it by ourselves. We can try. But when the ego's involved, that supernatural power is not there. That supernatural power is only there when we forget our earth selves and can go into that silent meditation or that prayerful talking with that God part of yourself. That's where the power comes from. That's where you get the energy to be able to overcome whatever it is in your life. You know, I smoked for 2 years, really did. And I used to be in sales. And I'll tell you, I smoked 2 packs a day, and I smoked one right after the other. And one day, Spirit found out, well, they already knew I was smoking. Let's put it that way. But they addressed it to me. And they said, who's going to take care of your children when you get ill? And in this, I was in the furniture sales, and all the other people were smoking right along with me. So not only were we inhaling our own smoke, we were inhaling everyone else's. Oh, dear me. My Indian told me he would help me, but gave me some clues. I didn't want to quit. As many as I smoked, I loved every one of them. But I will tell you, my Indian told me he would help me. And I began to be aware that there was something more to myself, but I didn't quite understand it at the time. But he said he would help me. But if I promised that I would never have another one, and I ended up having another one, he would leave me this lifetime and never help me again. before I can even think about it, I promised. Well, I will tell you, that was the hardest thing I ever did. But I will tell you, when I dealt more with the real self and I put that out there and I really put every effort into getting over it because I knew I couldn't cheat, I will tell you, it began to get easier and easier and easier. But you see, anything in life that is worth having is always difficult when we try to do it ourselves. When we step it up to that notch of that spiritual vibration, everything gets easier. And you see, we really don't have to do it ourselves. That's when we call on that beautiful divine love power that is there for us. When we ask, that's when the door opens to our contentment that we can walk through. And those problems and those tragedies that we thought were so difficult in our physical mind becomes but a memory of strength, of awareness, of compassion, of uniting with our real self. Those inadequacies become a distant memory. But you see, as that spiral goes ever onward and upward, there's always challenges. And when those challenges come in our life, that means, wow, if I can do this and let go of my ego, if I can confront this time the right way, even though my heart has been broken again. Because you see, our heart first gets broken before we're aware that we've done something wrong, or it's time for a new step. But when our heart gets broken again, realize that you have a plan and you have a way of letting go, of receiving yet another vibration onward and upward to enlightenment. There's always a blessing. There's always, or what some people call this wonderful challenge of an initiation that comes when we can be true to our inward self, when we can be true to our spirit. And that's what the challenge is all about. On the earth plane in 2015, that we become aware of our spiritual self and we understand that love is not about receiving love. True love is about being in that love vibration so much that it spills out, and that you understand the true gift of love is giving it away. God bless you.